This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. California's governor-elect, Arnold Schwarzenegger, yesterday announced that his transition team will be led by Congressman David Dreyer. Today, Dreyer announces the rest of the team at a news conference in Santa Monica. Transition is the time when a campaign is transformed into a government. It's a high-pressure situation under any circumstances, but the Schwarzenegger team will have at most half the usual time to do the job. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
Arnold Schwarzenegger will be governor no later than November 15th, but it could be sooner. He'll take office whenever the final vote is officially certified, and if he has a strong start, it will be, in part, due to the man he's ousting from office. Gray Davis made that promise when he conceded defeat.
And I pledged to Mr. Schwarzenegger tonight the full cooperation of my administration during the transition. We want to let the new governor know what the challenges are, what the status is of various issues in Sacramento. We will do that, just as Governor Wilson did for me. That's an obligation of one governor to the next. We are going to do it.
Davis was not just being statesmanlike. He was giving instructions to his staff and cabinet officers and department heads. Cooperation from the outgoing administration can be crucial to the next one, says Steve Merksamer, who headed the transition team for Republican Governor George Duke-Majin in the early 80s.
The transition that I was lucky enough to chair was following the Governor Jerry Brown administration, and I think it was, by and large, a very respectful and cordial. At some of the departmental levels, I certainly heard that some folks were not as cooperative, perhaps, as they should have been. But you're going to get that in any transition.
And that was a transition that occurred after a regularly scheduled election, not a recall.
What makes this so different, obviously, potentially, is that this is not a normal transition, because the folks that are being transitioned out, frankly, expected to have another 3 years.
The primary functions of the transition team are to hire staff and plan a budget. After Schwarzenegger's news conference yesterday, spokesman Rob Stutzman said the team will scout for talent nationwide and may even hire some Democrats. Arnold Schwarzenegger, he said, is committed to finding the best and brightest.
One advantage he has is that he's demonstrated he can attract the best and brightest, present company accepted. We saw that during the campaign by the people that he could surround himself with to advise him. So the challenge of putting together the staff and advisors to run a government has been anticipated. In the event that we won this election as we have, we didn't want to be able to hit the ground running because the transition will be so extraordinarily abbreviated.
Unlike most new governors, however, Schwarzenegger has no political experience. Therefore, he has no retinue of trusted veteran advisors. Assemblyman Dario Frommer, a Democrat, was a deputy director on Gray Davis's transition team. He says Schwarzenegger's going to have to rely on the more experienced people around him to make a lot of personnel decisions, and that can have its perils.
I noticed that he appointed Congressman David Dreyer, who's a well-respected congressman, to do the transition leadership. But still, the question for me is, will these people be Dreyer's people, or will they be Schwarzenegger's people? And that can create problems in terms of loyalty, in terms of agenda, in terms of whether they really are going to serve the governor's interests.
And at the same time staff is being hired, a budget plan must be written and sent to the printer by late December. Schwarzenegger made the state's fiscal crisis the cornerstone of his campaign. There's a projected $8 billion shortfall in the coming year. That'll go up to $12 billion if Schwarzenegger fulfills his promise to roll back the car tax. Throughout the campaign, he's refused to say what he'll cut. But it'll become clear in fairly short order, says Steve Merksamer.
Governor-elect Schwarzenegger and his team are going to have to get in there very, very quickly, and a lot of hard choices are going to have to be made given the fiscal situation confronting the state of California.
One more task Schwarzenegger is taking on personally. He's reaching out to the Democrats who control the legislature, many of whom are angry that the recall happened at all. At his news conference yesterday, Schwarzenegger said he'd already spoken with legislative leaders.
And they all said, we are looking forward to working with you, Arnold. It will be terrific. I think we can accomplish a lot together, and I believe that.
It seems, however, that it'll take more than a phone call to make some of the lawmakers believe. During an interview on NPR's Day Today, Senate Leader John Burton was asked, what are you going to do to work with the new Governor Schwarzenegger?
Well, what's he going to do to work with us? Ball's in his court, not ours.
Clearly, there's a degree of bitterness now in California politics that no governor's transition team has dealt with before. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.